I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Reality with Will and Jovu. Another week of gossip, another week of drama, another week of Love Island shenanigans. And joining me today is Love Island OG Demi Joy.
Hey guys.
I just love your energy, Demi.
Like, oh, thank you.
I want to collapse. Like, I want to collapse. It's happiness.
Oh.
Every time I see you, you're always just glistening. When was the last time I saw you?
Oh, recently at some sort of PR.
It was at that event.
Below deck.
Yeah, it was very, very brief.
But I've been so excited to come on here. When I got your message, I was like, yes, I made it.
But no, like, how have you been? I think, the last time I saw you, okay, we've seen each other here and there, but
yeah,
properly caught up was in the Capital Electra studio, was it last year?
Yeah, which is mad.
And things were very, very different for you this time last year.
I was literally going through all my cancer treatment, wasn't I? I think I just had a surgery as well, not long before I seen you.
Yeah, and I remember at that point you were saying that you were quite uncertain, you didn't know what the results were going to be, and it was kind of, but things, you know what the results
are now. It's been such a process, and I feel like last year, I don't even know how I did it, how I was still going into all these events and still working when I was going through something so serious.
How were you navigating through that? Because you were still out, you were still enjoying yourself, which I think you were very much like right to do.
Yeah.
But then obviously, you know, you're going home and then were you overthinking? How were you dealing
100%
with that?
I think the way I was dealing with that was to probably distract myself and go out and get like glammed up and act like nothing was wrong kind of thing. People always say to me like, oh, how are you so positive? Like, you're literally like going through cancer. Like, is that not bothering you? You're just out having fun with your friends and as much as I could. But when I went home, it would definitely dawn on me and I'd definitely get upset. And looking back, I think I wish I took a bit more time to chill and recover from my surgeries. Because I think literally within like 10 days of my first surgery, I went clubbing.
Which is fine though, because you're still living your life.
Yeah, but looking back, I'm like, no, I should have rested.
But can I just say that you speaking about your experience, like I think obviously, as you know, like encouraged a lot of people to get checked, even encouraged me to get checked.
No way. Quite recently,
actually.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
My throat, I feel like, what is this? Like, I'm like, is that a little bump? Is it a lump? I ended up going to the hospital. I actually booked a private hospital because I was literally panicking.
Oh my God. No, I'm proud of you for doing that.
They said it was quite normal. So I actually ended up spending a lot of money.
Oh yeah, that's just your Adam's apple.
Yeah, yeah. I actually ended up spending a lot of money to get it checked. But at the end of the day, for me, Demi, I mean, but honestly, like if I didn't see your story, I wouldn't have even thought, oh, is that what it could be? Yeah. Should I get checked? But look, I think it's still okay to get yourself checked, even if it's just your Adam's apple or if it's nothing. I think it's good to be safe than sorry, right?
100%. Like, I think people forget you. Cancer does not discriminate. It can come at you at any age. And when I was literally diagnosed, I was in a waiting room, like, bless her heart. No one deserves cancer, obviously, but I was sat in a waiting room full of old people. Mm. And I remember, like, being so upset, like, why me? Like, I've just come off this amazing TV show. I've got all these opportunities. And I'm, like, 22 years old. Like, why?
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't let, like, you know, your young life get ahead of you and all things like that. Make sure you're taking the time to check and taking the time to go to the doctors. Yeah. And even like you said, like you got it checked and it was nothing. And usually it is nothing, but that small percentage it can be, like you could be saving your life.
Yeah, exactly. And I know people have reached out to you in your DMs as well. Isn't there an actress recently who you were speaking with? What was the story there?
Oh my God. So, I obviously get messaged every single day about cancer. People like sending me photos of their lumps going, can you like help me? Like, what does this look like? And I'm like, I can't respond to all of this. I'm not a doctor. So, so she actually messaged me, but I never saw the message. And then, anyway, long story short, she was just stalking my Instagram one day, like looking through all my posts. I must have come up on her For You page or whatever. And she looked at all my cancer stories. And a few weeks later, she was getting in her car and she pulled her seatbelt. And as she pulled the seatbelt, she felt like a lump on her neck. And she was like, oh my God, this like feels and looks like Demi's lump. So she went to the doctors and she got referred and it turned out it was thyroid cancer. But I think she's like 27, 28 and hers has spread to her lymph nodes. So her scar, mine's quite small now. You can hardly see it really.
Oh, you can see it. Yeah, it's there.
Faint, but
very
hers,
faint.
Yeah, I've obviously put a bit of makeup on, a bit of fake tan over. But it goes all the way up there. So it had literally spread. So she hadn't seen that. It could have gone even further.
Wow.
Yeah.
But can we talk about the lumps then? So do they quite come out of your skin? Like, how does it, like,
is it different? I describe it as an Adam's apple, but like a female Adam's apple. It kind of like sat on my neck here. And when they took it out, they said it was a tumour the size of a golf ball, but it kind of just sat like a weird lump just sort of like protruding. But I had no other symptoms, which is really weird. Did a blood test, absolutely fine. Did a scan. They said, looks like nothing wrong. Wow. It was only because I pushed and said, no, this isn't right. You need to do some sort of more testing. And they drained some of the fluid and then they went, oh God, yeah, this could be cancer. And within 2 weeks, I had surgery.
So let's fast forward to the moment where you found out that you are now cancer free, because that must have been so groundbreaking and phenomenal for you. So so did you have to have another scan? What did you have to find that out?
Yeah, so I had to have a full body scan after my radiation treatment just to make sure like it all like completely cleared from my body and whatever. And it's quite a relief actually, because at least I know there's no cancer anywhere else in my body either. Mm. But that was definitely the scariest part. Like, you know those scans you see in there, like a big circle and you have to lay down, like go through them and stuff. Like, oh, I thought, God, this actually makes me feel like I've got cancer, which is silly, but it kind of made it real for me. But yeah, then a couple of months later, I got on my results and they told me I was cancer free.
Wow.
But I found out about it whilst I was filming for the full Monty.
Yeah.
And the producers were like, hold this in, like, don't tell your cast members. And then like in a few weeks time, when we do the big performance for, like, you know, checking your lumps and cancer, tell them.
Wow.
So it was such a big build up. And then on the night, like, I was obviously with Ashley Banjo and everything and Christine McGuinness. And then we said it all. Everyone was like crying. It was just so nice.
That is amazing. It's a full 360, isn't
it? Yeah, mad.
But in, I don't know, like, how you deal with this stuff, Demi, like, even when you did, when you were going through it, you were so, like, happy-go-lucky. Like, were you scared?
Oh, 100%. I was definitely scared. Like, when you hear the word cancer, like, it's the maddest thing. Like, they're telling you have cancer, then as soon as they say that word, you do not hear anything else they say to you after that conversation. And, like, it's just, you just go numb. But I think where my stepdad, he's terminally ill and I live with him, he's terminally ill with cancer. I think where we're going through that, I think, no, I can get through mine. Like, mine's a treatable cancer. I've got this. I'm a young, fit, healthy girl. I've found it early. I know I'm going to be fine. I always had that in me that I knew I was going to be fine, because we're living with the other extreme at home, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and that must be really hard to deal with as well.
Yeah.
So no, you were dealing with both at the same time.
So bless my mum. She was living with two people with cancer, obviously her daughter and her husband. So obviously he's obviously more severe than me. He was given like 12 months to live 3 years ago and he's still here, which is amazing.
Your mum is really strong. She's a strong woman.
Yeah, she's just like me. She's literally like the 50-year-old version of me.
Wow.
We look the same as well, which is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But no, she's amazing, so.
It's just so important to like radiate this energy and to like, and to let people know your story, because I don't know what the stats are, but I'm sure every single day in the UK, people are finding out that they've got cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, people need to look at people like you, but, like, you know, well, she's got through it. So
yeah, it's mad. I remember when I woke up from my surgery, my surgeon come up to me after my second surgery and he said, just so you know, like, the amount of appointments we've had since you've spoken about it on social media has just rocketed. And then I had the Daily Mail or someone like that, a whole article saying that Google searches for thyroid cancer had gone up 90%.
Yeah, I
like,
saw that.
Like, how I've had that effect. I'm like, Google, what the hell?
Wow.
So yeah, I'm glad people are getting checked. That's amazing. Obviously, I don't wish cancer on anybody, but if they can catch it early and get rid of it and then carry on with the rest of their life, then that's what I can hope for.
And no other symptoms, so it was just that?
Yeah, just that. But they do say there's like hoarseness of the voice, sore throat, maybe like swollen lymph nodes and glands and stuff. But I didn't have any of that, just the lump. Yeah.
Fair enough. But look, you know, new year.
Yeah.
When did you find out again? Sorry, when did you?
Just before Christmas.
Wow, new year, new you. you know, she's single. There's a new season of Love Island. Everything's just fresh for Demi Jones this year. But look, new season of Love Island. Obviously, before we start filming, we spoke about how this is possibly one of the best series.
Oh my God.
It just keeps on giving and giving and giving.
I love it. Like, I'm actually obsessed with it. Like, I have not been obsessed with a series of Love Island since like Molly Mae, Amber. Like,
it's just, but what is it about this series? Is it the casting? Is it? I just don't know.
There's something in the water. This series.
They've injected something in there.
I don't know. And I think it's the people as well as made it this year. Don't get me wrong, I love the people from last year, but this year, from the get-go, there's just been, I don't know, just this energy, and they're, I don't know, a bit more drama, I guess.
Yeah, and does it feel weird? Because you were in there just 2 years ago.
I know, 2 years like, ago, but that's gone like that. It's
really?
Crazy.
And do you think, oh my gosh, like, you know, I missed that about the villa, or I missed that about being on the show?
I think for me, it's like, I know this is so cringe, but it's like the family unit of it. Mm. Like, you could become so close to everyone you live with. And when I first found out I was going on Love Island, I thought, how am I supposed to go out about my phone for like a month? Like, what? But when you're in there, you just don't care, because you're actually having like proper conversations, laughing, and just like being like really close. It's really nice.
Yeah, but then you do have that phone, and I always ask Islanders about this phone that you guys have. So do you text each other, is it?
Yeah, it's like a really spooky phone. It literally, all it has on it is text to each other Islanders and a camera. But no one texts each other, because you're literally just sat next to each other all day every day. So no one, like, you think you'd be like,
but you take selfies on there, because I see from the Love Island Instagram account, I see people taking selfies and stuff.
So Luke T was amazing. Like, he was our photographer the whole season. Like, anyone would walk out, he'd be doing videos, us walking out. But they never gave us the photos.
What?
So we took hundreds, and we never got the photos.
You must have been like, send them to me.
Yeah.
I need this.
No, nothing ever. So it's really sad, because we took some like serious, like nice intimate like moments. Like, yeah, nothing.
Oh my gosh.
So they ain't going to get those photos when they get out.
Wow. And I always ask the Islanders about the meals that you guys eat when you're in there. Obviously, we don't get to see you eating.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I want to see that now. Now I've heard all the stories about the catering and then whatever. Like, I want to actually see the Islanders eating.
It's like school dinners.
Because I heard that, like, sometimes you guys, obviously the conversation you have obviously is not much to do with the show, but just like random stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to see that.
Yeah. Well, like, and if we even start to talk about anything remotely to do with like our situations, the producer is right there to be like, no, shut up. Like, get back to talking normal.
That must feel so weird.
Yeah, but we have a thing called, like, it's called shit chat, they tell you to do. So if you ever get into a conversation they don't want you talking about yet, or they don't want it to film yet, they'll say, no, do shit chat. And which be like, talk about your family, talk about your dog, stuff like that. So divert you from talking. Yeah.
So what were, like, the weirdest things you learned about people during the shit chats?
I couldn't even tell you, because this was 2 years ago. I don't think I was even bloody interested.
Yeah, no, I've heard that it's like random things and stuff.
Like where they grew up and their hobbies and where they worked before Love Island, things like that. And sometimes it will literally happen. It'll be midway through a conversation, but they don't want you to talk yet. So they'll be like, stop, shit chat for a bit. And you're like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, last week there was a recoupling.
Yes.
I'm liking the couples this year. Do you feel like at the moment there are a lot of strong couples? Or do you think like some of them are there a lot of strong ones, weak ones? What do you think?
I feel like there's 3 strong ones.
Oh, okay.
However, I think Casa is just going to shake everything up. Oh, I think nobody is safe. Nobody is safe.
No one is safe.
Yeah, right, it's going to be crazy.
Let's go through the couples.
Yeah.
Okay. Paige and Jax. What are we thinking?
God. I love them.
I love them as well.
I don't know, because I feel like Jax is a bit of a bad boy. Mm. And like a nice girl always goes for a bad boy. Do you know
what I mean? But does the bad boy survive when he is tempted?
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I think he would be tempted if something else was to come
in.
She's
so sweet as
well.
And
she's beautiful. And she's stunning. Is probably my fave.
Yeah.
I get tagged in so much stuff saying that we're very similar personality-wise.
Yeah, I can see that, actually.
So hopefully we'll be friends when we come out. But yeah, no, I really like them as a couple. But I think Jax is a little bit of a bad boy, but I hope he reins it in and knows that he's got a good girl beside him.
Yeah. Do you Islanders connect with each other then? So like, you know, when they all leave, like, will you reach out to some to say, hey, just for support, like a support system thing?
Like,
or are you quite over that now at this point? Because I'd imagine that after I was like, all right, come on, darling, you know what it is.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the word I actually use to describe it is incestual. Because we're like a Love Island family. Everyone supports each other when they come out, because you've got to hype each other up, support, whatever. Mm. But then also, like, you meet everyone from the different series. You make friends with different series and you get closer to people that you might even been on your series with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
like, there's always, like, relationships cross over and then you might have, like, a little fling with one of the other islanders from the series.
Oh, so is that what people are just having flings with other islanders?
It happens.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I call it a bit incestual, because you all just...
So you've probably seen a lot then on nights out where, like, some people are getting off other people and you're like, oh, don't tell anyone that happened.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, especially because, obviously, I was always a big Love Island fan before. Mm. So I watch these people on TV and I see them as, like, celebrities. Mm. But now I'm in that world with them and then I'm out with them and then we're all just doing a bit of a madness together. I'm like, oh, hang on.
That's interesting because some people weren't Love Island fans before they've gone in. Because, like, when I had a chat with Kenna was like, oh, I didn't know much about the show. I'm like, but how can you not? What do you mean?
How can you not know about Love Island, though?
Yeah.
Even if you live under a rock, you know about Love Island.
Literally. That's
maybe
so interesting.
Maybe he's trying to play it cool.
Maybe, yeah. He may be trying to play it down. Just left the villa. It's what it is.
Cool. Didn't know, didn't care.
What about Tasha and Andrew? I do feel like there was a point where Tasha was a bit... unsure, she wasn't sure maybe, you know, if she wanted to keep her options open, but actually I feel like eventually she came to the point where she was just like, you know what, I want Andrew, and Andrew is the one for me. Like, 100%. Where do you think they are now?
I do feel a bit bad for her, because I think a lot of people jumped on, like, a hate train as soon as, like, her eyes wandered a little bit, and everyone was like, no, how could she do that, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they haven't been in there long. So you really, like, if it was on the outside, like, you could be dating someone 3 months and your eye wonders.
But you know what, Demi? I feel like she went from 0 to 100. She went from, like, oh, you know, I want to keep my options open, not sure, to I love you so much, you're everything for me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
I have to agree with you there. Like, I do question the...
But look, I can see that now, she wants to really focus on him, but... It was literally a week and a half ago where she was like, oh, you know, I'm going to keep my options open. It's like, kind of, which one is it? And why did your mind change in such a short amount of time?
I think she probably realised that, like, this is the best
she's going to get.
No, that sounds awful, because she's a beautiful, lovely girl, right? Can I say that?
No, I bet she's going to get in the villa with the guys
who are
there.
Like, out of what your options you're given, do you know what I mean? But I can't lie to you, I think as soon as she steps out the villa, whenever she leaves or at the final or whatever, I think as soon as she gets all these other options, she'll be off.
Yeah.
100%.
Fine. So she's not, and this isn't going to be a relationship for after Love Island.
I don't think so.
Fair enough.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Fair enough. And obviously, a couple that everyone is loving at the moment is India and Dami.
I love India now, so much.
Okay, so when they had their first date a few weeks back, straight away I knew that there was a connection.
Yeah.
They were really, really getting along with each other. I could see that they're both quite mature and they just kind of, like, they get each other. Obviously, you know, Dami was best friends with Akena and India was close friends with Amber, and they were all together.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a bit awkward.
Yeah, I did see a little thing on, like, After Sun when it seemed a little bit awkward when they were discussing it.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
People, like, go on that show to find love and it looks like they're finding near enough what love is.
Let the love happen. Yeah, I think Dami will stay loyal to her regardless. I think he's going to stick with this one the whole way out. Like, India's beautiful. I think she's so lovely. Like, I think they're so compatible, 100%.
But you know what? I think, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because I feel like whenever India's in a situation of someone, we're always like, well, was the guy going to... But what if someone comes in for her?
I know.
We've not thought about this. What if someone comes in for her? And
I think that is very likely to
happen
as well.
It's a possibility.
Especially
and...
because, like, as a bombshell or whatever, you watch the show before you go in. So you know about who's liked, who's not liked. And I think everyone knows how well-liked India is. So I think someone could be lying. She's a beautiful, lovely girl. They'll be like, want her.
And someone could come in and be a game player. Like, I saw it last year. I'm not going to mention any names. But, you know, there was someone who entered the villa last year and they saw that this girl was a fan favorite and he stuck with her until the end.
Wait,
and I don't
think... told you this?
No. But that's my judgment and because they're now no longer together. I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to get dragged.
Yeah.
But I think this person entered the villa. He saw that the girl was a fan favorite. And then he stuck with her and, you know, he played the game.
I think I know who you're talking about. Sip my tea.
Dear. But, you know, people do that. Some people do that. You're right. And we're at the stage now where, you know, someone can come in as a bombshell or casserole and whatever, and, you know, and go for that favour and just get to the end and just probably get their 50K or whatever.
Well, it's like what happened with Amber a few years ago.
Exactly. Because where even, I mean, I've not seen Greg. Where is he?
Yeah, exactly. Where is he?
Literally. Cool. Another couple, which it's chaos. It's fire.
Oh.
It's drama.
Yeah.
It's Ekin-Su and Davide. Now, I think Ekin-Su in general is just the drama queen and I'm all here for everything she stands for.
Yeah.
But those two together are just, chaos. You know, one second it's yelling at each other. Next second it's, oh, quite lovely.
You're a liar,
actually.
You're an actress.
You're a liar. But look, I'm here for it all. But yeah. I think deep down, you know, it's like a heated romance, like heated tension.
I love it because, don't get me wrong, I love a bit of toxicity. I'm sorry, I just love it. I'm living for it.
You need to know. You're going to regret that because if your next guy ends up being really toxic, like, well, you said this is what you wanted. I've been there before, boy. Trust me, it is not the best thing.
Yeah, I am so bad for it. But I feel like we've never really had a couple that's like proper, like, toxic vibes. Like, get them drawn. They clearly have this chemistry that are like drawing themselves back together. Yeah. And I think a lot of couples are playing it safe in there right now and like really like someone sticking with them. But Ekansu, like, she don't give a fuck. She's just doing whatever she wants to do.
She does not give a flying heck. Yeah. And I'm just so here for it.
So, and I love David. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, he's jokes. Yeah, he's jokes. Good. But obviously, the next couple I'm going to say, I genuinely think they're going to make it to the finals. I think they've already, you know, gone through their trials and tribulations, Gemma and Luca.
Oh, yeah. I think they're firm favourites to win.
Yeah, I think, they could win that, They've, and Luca loves her.
Oh my God, he is like obsessed.
He loves
it's
her.
It's crazy. And I think whatever will happen, I think Gemma will stay loyal to him as well.
But do you think... Oh, but hold on. Remember what happened the other week when Dami was playing the psychic or the clairvoyant?
Oh, yeah.
Let me piece this together to remind me. So Dami was predicting like people's futures in the villa. And then Dami basically says to Gemma, you know, I predict that, you know, if someone comes in for you who you might like a bit more, then your head would turn. And then she was just like, yeah, it would. And then Ekansu...
went straight over. Dami was like, yeah, keep this between us. Yeah, keep this between us. And Ekansu, she's straight over there. She's like this, like, hey,
but look, at the end of the day, she still said that there's a possibility that could happen.
Yeah, well, she didn't deny it. That's what happened.
Yeah, she didn't deny it. That's why Luca was a bit like,
Yeah, so Gemma's very young. So I think they would run the course in Love Island. But on the outside, she's going to do bits. Like, she's going to go very far with her career, everything. She's going to get a lot of attention. Again, don't know if it'll last on the outside, but I think it will win the race in Love Island. Potential to win, definitely.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And what about Danica and Jay? Because, I mean, well, obviously we saw last week again.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Is the answer from me, basically. Yeah,
what, because you wanted Jay to get with his...
Yeah.
How do you pronounce her name again?
Oh my God, you've made me second guess it now. You've made me second guess it. No, it's... Antagony.
Yeah, I agree. I wish Antagony got with Jay at that point.
But that's where... I think that's what should have happened.
It's difficult, because Danica, she's beautiful.
But Danica knew that those two wanted to get to know
and
each other.
And also,
but
Jay
still...
full-on shut her down as well and said, no, nothing romantic between me and you. If there was going to be something romantic, it would be between me and Antigone.
And she still went and chose him.
She keeps saying, oh, I'm doing this for me, like I'm doing it for myself, whatever. But I'm like, oh,
it's a bit unfair, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I do agree. I don't want to say too much, but I do agree with that. I don't think that's right. But then she doesn't owe her loyalty. She's just known this girl a week. Like, does she really want to share bread with Charlie?
Yeah, but you're inconveniencing the guy. Yeah. If he doesn't want to get to know you, you can't force him to get to know you.
And Jay is going to get to know Antigone regardless whether he's in bed with her. So it's just a bit like, just let them live.
So those two couples, I mean, I wouldn't even call them... It's like a square at this point, all those four names.
100%. And right now, I feel like Danica, I feel like she's just... jumping on with anyone to be able to like try and bit of connection to stay in. Like the Andrew thing, I don't really think that was genuine. I think that was just kind of to stay in, whatever. And she's got to do what she's got to do. So hopefully someone will come in for her that deserves her and whatever. But for now,
Cool. So who do we think is the biggest game player in the village?
Game player.
As in they're playing their cards right. They're playing chess. They're doing what they need to do to get to the end.
Oh my God, this is such a hard one. I don't even want to say names. I actually don't want to get dragged. Okay. Again, like, no harm given. I think Tasha.
Yeah.
Just because, again, I feel like she's playing it safe a little bit. Again, could her head be turned if someone else was to come in? I think it could be possible. Again, the whole situation to happen again.
Yeah.
Boy version. Again, I feel like Luca is obsessed with Gemma, but at the same time, I'm like...
If Luca's head gets turned throughout this whole series, I will just lose faith in love as a whole. Like, I won't even believe
faith in love a long time ago anyway. That's gone. I was probably twice in Love Island. That's it.
stop it. So I'll just be like, do you know what? I can't even. Yeah. But then it could happen.
Yeah,
it's
happened before. Yeah. Yeah, you can't predict anything on this show. And it's all so intense and everything happens so quickly. Every day to the next, it changes in there.
Yeah.
No one's safe.
Yeah. No one's safe. No one is safe. But look, my Demi, new year, new Demi. She's single. So, you know, I've got to ask her what she thinks about the guys in the villa, really.
Oh my
gosh. We're going to play a game called Lips, Love or Friend Zone.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. In front of the Sun newspaper tomorrow.
Cool. The first name, Davide. Are you going to lips him, love him, or friendzone him?
So I get multiple options. So everyone, I get to say lips, love.
Or friendzone.
Okay. I would lips Davide. Mm. Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Are you joking? Mm. He's fit as anything. And obviously I studied ancient Roman history. So technically I'm Italian.
That makes Demi Italian.
Yeah.
So technically, you know.
So
we understand
I thought
I'd
have common ground to like do a little bit of lips in, get on, do you know what I mean?
But why wouldn't you love him? Is it just
because he's too good looking.
Wow.
I feel like I'd feel inferior to him. But like, I'd
really?
Always be on edge, I think. That like, yeah, everyone...
So you wouldn't get off a guy who's too good looking. You want him to be like to
yeah. And also I don't really like pretty boys too much. I like a bit of rough and ready. Mm. So yeah, too good looking, they know they're good looking, then I feel like you're always looking over your shoulder. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you never
like
know
that.
Who's going to try and steal him.
Yeah, 5 minutes of fun and that'll be done.
Interesting. Charlie.
Charlie. What was it? What's the three of them called
lips,
again?
Love or friend zone.
Friend zone.
Stop it.
Sorry, Charlie. He seems like a really nice boy, but just not my type at all.
I feel like he's not getting a lot of love in that villa.
No,
like...
and do you know what? Even when he was like doing the dancing and stuff and people were pulling the faces, and like, I know it's like cringe, but I felt really bad for him.
I felt quite sorry for him.
I did. I was like, come on, like, guys. He's like, he's probably maybe like, he's late into the villa, isn't he? He's probably finding it a bit hard to gel and he's not really found anyone to get with. So I think he's probably a bit like...
But I do think overall, like, I've spoken to a few islanders who've left this year and like they've spoken about how like hard it is when like, maybe people don't want to choose you and stuff like that. That must have been quite tough at times.
Absolutely.
I think you've got to be really confident to go on that show, you know.
Yeah, and I always say this to people, actually, is when you're not coupled up in Love Island, it's a very lonely place.
Wow.
Even if you're with loads of people, like, you're with, like, what, 30 people in a villa?
Yeah.
But it's very isolating because you're literally, like, third wheeling times 10. Because I literally go up to every couple and just sit with them for a bit. And, like, okay, and then once they had enough of me, I'd go on to the next couple.
Oh,
like, just,
no.
Yeah, because it's just very lonely. So I bet that's what he's going through right now.
It's horrible.
I know. And he has to do the dancing to top it off. What?
Cool. What about Jay? Lips, love, or friend zone?
That'd be another lips.
Wow.
Yeah, because
you don't just fall in love easy. I like that.
Yeah,
you're being very picky.
This is very much guarded these days.
Wow. Okay.
No, but he's very good looking. But again, I'd feel like he'll just get with me for a bit, like get bored and move on. I feel like, again, he's a very good looking guy. Him and Davide are in the same bracket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of are in the same bracket. You're right. You're right. Luca.
Luca. I feel like I'd love Luca. Because I love a cheeky chappy. Like, someone's got a bit of personality. And I feel like he gets obsessed quick. So, like, just, obsessed over me, please. Like,
why do you think he gets obsessed quick? Oh, God.
Who knows that? Like, honestly, he's definitely obsessed. And I think I'd like that. I think I need a bit of that.
So, do you like obsessive guys then? Because I feel like there's the... You know, you either like a guy who's like really obsessive really, really quickly or like someone who's a bit distant but like gives it to you and then takes it back.
You've got to treat them and keep them keen.
Yeah, but then that's a bit toxic though, isn't it?
Yeah, but then I feel like I've never really had anyone that's a proper obsessed with me. That's what I need. So I think Luca, like, Gemma's got it in the bag.
But you might not like that actually. Because like, if you've had someone, like, you know, who like gives it to you and takes it away, but then they keep you interested, then the second you get a guy who's like really on you might be like, I'm not used to this. I don't like it. Step back, honestly, literally. Dammy,
oh my God, love.
Yeah.
Love. He's probably one of my favourite boys. I saw on TikTok, it was like, describe like islanders in like whatever for a picture. And someone put him as like a warm fireplace. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's a very like warm guy.
I think it's because for him, like, people go to him to get advice. And he's a very mature person.
Very mature.
How old is he?
I have no idea.
He must be like 25, 26.
Sorry to say this, but I'd actually love to know his star sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that later.
Oh, you're one of those girls.
Sorry. No, don't.
Go on. I'm a Capricorn. What does that mean?
Actually, I don't have no idea about Capricorn. No, I know about Scorpios because I love the astrology.
Oh, they all do. Yeah. Well, that means. Oh, gosh. Oh, slipped up there, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do it.
Because you're like, someone will be like, oh, yeah, so that means that like, you're really this and you love attention. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I only know the ones that I'm attracted to, which is Scorpios and Pisces, which are the toxic ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really interesting. And Andrew?
Love.
Okay.
Because I think he's husband material. Yeah, not bad boy, very sweet, the person you take home to your mum. Mm. He's never going to cheat on you, adores you. Really, yeah, nice boy.
So when you say he's not a bad boy, does that mean that in your eyes, a bad boy is not husband material?
Ooh! You've got to have a little bit of bad boy. You don't want to be too nice.
But then sometimes they revert back to their full bad boys. Yeah. I'm like, hold on, this is too much.
Yeah, 100%. Like, once they realise that they've moved in with you, they're with you all the time, they're like, ah, actually, it's
yeah,
too much.
Actually, it's a bit.
Yeah, so you've got to play it very carefully. You've got to always keep them wound in. Literally.
Yes,
but
I love this.
But I feel like, Andrew, I feel like I'd get a bit bored again, because I feel like it's just a little bit of excitement. But he is perfect husband material.
Wow.
So, yeah, if Tasha rides the wave, she'll be here till the end with him, as long as the public love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is Demi Jones's type then? What is your type? We need to figure this out, because I feel like throughout this interview, you've been sprinkling bits. Oh, she likes a bit of this, she likes a bit of this, she likes a bit of that. What is your type? Like, what do you look for in a guy?
Oh, God. I love a bit of cheekiness. I love someone that I could have, like, good banter with, like, got personality. Mm. I like someone that keeps me on my toes a little bit. Mm. I don't know. It sounds awful, but I am the chaser.
Yeah.
Which is bad. I wish I wasn't.
I'm not even allowing you to say that out loud. No,
don't
accept
actually, we have to cut that from the edit, because you can't be happy when I'm a chaser.
No.
No,
but you can be. No, but I think it's all right to chase, but it has to be like, you know.
Balanced. Yeah, it's got to be balanced. So, as long as they, like, obviously treat me like a queen as well, but obviously treat me in a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think when I'm older, I think I'll look for the husband kind of guy, like an Andrew.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm kind of with like more of a Davide.
Mm.
That more vibes.
That Davide vibe. Fine.
Yeah,
cool.
Bad boy.
Well, as you know, on every single episode, I love to ask my guests, what's your biggest ick? What makes you makes you sick? Cool. So, you know, is it an ick? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You're having an argument and he's typing paragraphs.
Oh, even though I do that back, but I do that at the start. No, I won't like paragraphs back.
But hold on. If you do, why can't he do it?
No, because I'm a girl. Like, that's just what every girl does. Like shit. And they don't. Boys don't even read it. They read the first sentence, then one word back. That is what men do.
Sorry, no, I hate that. It drives me crazy.
And they say, one bit of the paragraph, and you're like,
oh, it drives me bonkers. Yeah. Do you know what I've started doing when I'm having arguments with my significant other? Long voice notes. It's basically a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I've done a 20-minute voice note.
I love a voice note.
No, but I've done a 20-minute. If I'm like, I need to get my point across. So basically, like a 20-minute voice note.
And now on like WhatsApp, they can make it faster. I probably listen to you on like supersonic speed to get through it.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. So cool. Paragraphs from a guy is a big ick for you.
Yeah.
He has long nails.
Stop. Get away from me!
Oh my God.
I don't have you scratching me with your dirty nails. Like, no!
So that's a very big ick from Demi Jones. Yeah. She does not like a guy with long nails.
That's natural. Okay.
Cool. So you let's just say you've gone on a date with him. You guys went to like a fancy restaurant in Mayfair, and 2 days later, you're in your car, you're driving, and then you look out, you see him running for the bus.
That wouldn't give me the ick.
You just laugh.
Because I'm just imagining, envisioning it in my head.
Where's he running for? Like, stop.
Oh, but I actually think that's kind of cute. I would like text him straight after and be like, oh, hope you're okay.
You just laughed two times. Like, literally running.
No, I think that's really cute.
So you find it cute, but it's not an ick.
It's but not an ick.
Fine, cool. Yeah. So like, is it important that a guy drives for you? Like, is that an important thing?
I think for any girl, like, who doesn't want to be picked up in a nice car? Like, it doesn't.
But what if he picked you up in an Uber? Like, what if he arrives in an Uber and he's sat in the back?
No, I'm not one to judge. Like, I would have you, like,
no,
whatever.
No, but you just
no, but a nice car helps. I think when you get in, like, if like you're going on a date and they pick you up in a nice car and they look nice, they smell nice.
But when you
get
say
in,
a nice car helps, like, what does it help? Oh, you mean it helps the vibe of, like, what you're going for?
It just makes you feel like, ooh, Like, do you know what I mean? It's just not. It just helps with the excitement of the day, and you think, I don't know.
Did you feel like it makes you feel more like a queen, like you're being picked up?
Yeah, it's the passenger seat princess, as they say.
Oh, yeah, that's a
good
one.
But again, I wouldn't judge. I wouldn't judge. If they put me up in Uber, it is what it is. We'll just get drunk together.
No,
like, it's
not, but I can already hear in your mind. It is whatever. It is really cool. If you've gone for a date. And you both get back, you know, you've gone to his, and he doesn't have his front door key, so he has to call his mum to open the door.
What, so he lives with his mum?
Yeah.
No, that's not an issue.
Good!
Because I'm like, it's hard these days. Like, it's hard out here. I'm only 23 years old. I still live with my mum.
No, but I feel like some girls will still expect the guy maybe to, like, you know, grow up quicker and whatever.
No.
That's good though.
As
I like that mentality
you've
got.
As long as they're not like mummified, like to the extremity. But yeah, if he's like, bless him, if he's opted, I want to get in as much as he does. I'll be ringing his mum as well.
Yeah.
Hey, let me in, please.
Oh my gosh, guys. So we know what Demi loves and we know what she hates. So like, what's next for you? What have you got coming up?
Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh my God. So obviously I'm working on all my brands and stuff like that, but I really want to get into TV presenting.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do, is take some tips from you, Will.
I've said, I was saying to Demi before that I think she should like start a show, start a podcast. What topics would you like to talk about?
Oh my God, I have no idea. I feel like I have to put something out on my Instagram and be like, what do you guys actually like me talking about?
Yeah, you'd be awesome at it.
You'll be my first guest, Will.
Oh my gosh, please.
Just so you know.
Please, I would love to come on as a guest. The Demi Jones Show.
Yeah, if you see this set in like 6 months' time, I apologize.
imagine that. The Demi Jones Show.
The Demi Jones
Show. That's great.
That is a vibe.
That sounds like a daytime chat show in America. The Demi Jones Show.
The Demi Jones Show. 100%. This could be such a vibe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm here for it.
So very quickly, who do we think is going to win this season of Love Island?
Oh, Gemma and Luca. Or India and Dami.
Who are in the top three couples?
Who are my top three couples?
No. Or who's going to make it? Who do you think we're going to... Let's do some like proper like...
Yeah.
Psychic stuff right now.
Top three. Gemma and Luca.
Yeah.
Dami and India.
And
I think if he stays loyal to her, Paige and Jax.
Natasha and Andrew in that... Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Tasha and Andrew could...
I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting. They're four strong couples.
They
all stick together. They're four strong couples, but I think the most actual likes would be them three.
Well, we've got to wait and see. Demi Jones, thank you so much for joining me on the
thank
show.
Woo, 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 woo. Woo-hoo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.